Pandora's Box. Pandora was very happy in her new home, and Prometheus, when he saw her, was pleased. Pandora had brought a golden casket, which Jupiter had given her. He told her it held many precious things, but wise Athena, the queen of the air, had warned her to never, never open it or look at the things inside. "They must be jewels," Pandora said to herself. Then she thought of how they would add to her beauty if only she could wear them. "Why did Jupiter give them to me if I can never use them or even so much as look at them?" she asked. The more she thought about the golden casket, the more curious she was. And every day she took it down from its shelf and felt the lid, and tried to peer inside it without opening it. "Why should I care for what Athena told me?" she said at last. She opened the lid a very little, just to peep inside. All at once, there was a rustling sound, and before she could shut it, out flew 10,000 strange creatures with death-like faces and dreadful forms, such as nobody in all the world had ever seen. They fluttered for a while about the room, and then flew away to find dwelling places wherever there were homes of people. They were diseases and cares. Up to that time, people had not had any kind of sickness or felt any troubles or worried about what tomorrow might bring. These creatures flew into every house, and without anyone seeing them, nestled down into the hearts of men and women and children and put an end to all their joy. And ever since that day, the creatures have been creeping, unseen and unheard, all over the world, bringing pain and sorrow and death into every house.